This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning. You're listening to Love Keras, and thank you very much to RTFM for bringing this show forward today. And here I am in connection with an amazing lady I have recently met, Erana. Hello, Erana. How you doing?
Kia ora, thank you. I'm doing very well today, thank you.
So how are you? What have you been up to lately?
What have I been up to lately? Preparing to pack up and go away on a bit of a holiday with my children and my husband.
Nice.
Recently, last year, it was a very, very busy year clientele-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite hectic last year. Towards the end of the year, I managed to all of a sudden just get a big, huge client base.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed all of it. Every single session was beautiful.
I'm loving it. I tell you, I couldn't believe how quick last year went. It was blink and you miss it, eh?
Too quick, I think. I'm happy to see it be gone.
Yes.
But there was also a lot of learning in that year. There was lots of shedding.
Yeah.
Lots of skin shedding last year. Lots of death and rebirth.
Yes.
As much as I didn't enjoy it, I'm going to say 50-50, I also enjoyed it as well.
It needed to happen. There was so much growth.
So much growth last year. Yeah, we were in a year 9.
Yeah.
Happy to see the end of the year 9.
Yes.
Back into year 1.
That little snake slithered away.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Oh.
So anybody who doesn't know me, my name is Keras, and I'm kind of well known for what I do. I'm a body worker, massage therapist. I'm also a spiritual worker. I do a lot of spiritual affairs around the area. And I am the author and artist of Peace of Mind, an Intuitive Healing Oracle. Mm. And I am looking forward to sharing that more this year. What are you excited for this year?
What am I excited for this year? More expansion in my business.
Yes.
Looking forward to setting a date for my wedding this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, very, very exciting. My husband, well, I still call him my husband, but it's because we've been together so long.
Yeah.
But he proposed on my birthday last year.
Oh,
it was beautiful. Cool. It was beautiful. So yeah, wedding plans this year.
Yeah.
My main focus is probably more so around working my business with my whānau.
Tell me more about your business. What is your business about?
Yeah, so my business is called Harai Noho Ora.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Facebook as well. So I practice in rongoā Māori. We do honohono and mirimiri and rumirumi as well. Not so much rumirumi. I've mainly been working with wahine lately, so more so woman. And the meaning of honohono is connection.
Yeah.
Or to reconnect, basically. And it's body work, it's energy work, so it's hands off as well.
Yes.
I always start my practice with karakia,
protecting
the circle, the sacred space between myself and my client, calling in their higher self, calling in our kaitiaki, our protectors and our guides to also help support the circle as well. And always giving thanks to Io above. And I also call in Rangi Nui and Papatua Nuku to help ground us throughout that healing as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you got a good team backing you up there.
Oh, I got the best team backing me up for sure. For sure. They're amazing. But yeah, so honohono, I guess in Reo Pākehā, the best way to kind of look at it would be the Chinese practice of Reiki.
Yes.
Yeah, so energy healing around the body. It gets a little bit deeper in honohono. So I will scan the body. I go through our chakra system first.
Yep.
Make sure everything's aligned. Therefore, I know where else to go on the body if something is out of alignment.
Yes.
For our wahine ma, it's usually around our hip area, in our sacred. Yeah. Yes. In our sacred chakra.
Got a lot to answer for that sacral chakra.
Heaps to answer for. Man, that's like the underworld kind of stuff.
Oh my God, isn't it just? Yeah, isn't it?
Definitely. And then I will sit wherever there is stagnant energy that I feel. I will always ask Papa to come in. I will always ask the client's higher self to come in and guide me as well.
Yeah.
And I'll stay there for however long they want. I will usually bring up what I feel is going on in that section of the body.
Yes.
And usually I'm pretty bang on. Pretty bang on.
Yeah.
And then I just give my client time to just release that and let go of that.
Yeah.
And help them connect back to before it was there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think I might have to book in for a session.
Come. That's beautiful. Yeah. Otherwise I do miri miri as well, which to soothe. Yes. It means to soothe or to rub or massage. They can get quite intense.
Yeah.
Miri miri can be quite intense. So it's getting in those deep areas in the body where honohono can't quite get to. And I don't want to say it's a little bit more of a push to get it out, but it's more of a push.
Well, the thing is, sometimes these niggles just last and hang on because they've been there for so long.
Yeah.
They don't know where else to go.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guess that's what we're here for, right?
That's exactly why we're here.
Helping tangata, helping the people, get them back to their true selves.
And I also believe that that's why people like me and you, that's why we meet in this life, to help the general community do this.
Definitely.
It's been a sacred gift that's been hidden and sometimes ostracized by a lot of professions, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree with that 100%. And the only thing that I can kind of relate that to when it comes to rongoā Māori is the tohunga suppression. I don't know if you know much about that.
No, you're going to have to explain that one to me.
Okay, so I believe it was 1807, the tohunga suppression came into New Zealand. And this was kind of one of the big nudges towards Māori not being able to practice spirituality of their own. There was a complete shutdown of it.
Yep.
Anybody caught using any of the rongoā that our ancestors had taught us, done with you, mate.
Yeah.
Off to jail with you.
Yes.
Straight to jail.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very hard time for Māori around 1807. But there were also tohunga who were very much so like, I ain't on this road with you guys, man. This is what's worked for our iwi over these years.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah. It's interesting you could tell me about that story because we were chatting earlier on as, you know, I know I hide it very well, but I'm not from around here. I'm from Wales.
No.
We were talking about the Welsh language being very similar, the pronunciations of certain words. And the Welsh language and the Maori alphabet have got the similar sounding vowels and things like that. And now you were telling me this, okay? And this is bringing back a memory that around about the same time, the Welsh actually went through a similar thing.
Really?
Yeah, the English.
Yes, the English. Yeah.
Came into Wales. I can't remember exact timelines, but it was a time where the Welsh language was not allowed to be spoken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And same as here.
Yeah.
Te reo Māori was worked out.
And this is why I don't speak Welsh myself. I speak a little bit siarad Cymraeg, little tiny little bit, yeah. But this is why, because the part of Wales where I lived was the first stop. And the further up south they got, the more difficult they found it, yeah. And at North Wales, they're still very prominent with the language, but South Wales is very few and far between.
It's quite worked out, huh?
Yeah. And anybody, any kids in school, they had, if they were caught speaking Welsh, they had a piece of wood hang around their neck.
Wow.
And it was called a Welsh knot.
Really?
You're not allowed to speak Welsh. And they had to wear this piece of wood like a, you know, like a leper almost, until they caught somebody else speaking Welsh, and then they could take it off their neck and give it to you.
Bit of a shame story,
Shame,
making you ashamed.
Same but different. But it's amazing.
Still
how
very similar.
Similar stories, similar time.
I mean, my grandmother, you know, she was even one, and going to school, she wasn't allowed to speak Māori.
Yeah.
And the strange thing was, she grew up like fluent Māori, you know, and all she knew, her first language was te reo Māori. All of her siblings, her cousins, her aunties, her uncles, grandmother, everybody just spoke Māori, and then they were expected to go to the school and just speak English. Never spoken a word of English in their lives, and if they chose to speak reo Māori in school, they were whipped and caned for it.
It's crazy, eh?
It's
absolutely
nuts.
Crazy.
Makes me grateful. I hope it makes my children grateful.
Yes. Bring it on. Bring it forward.
Definitely.
Yes. Mm. Make positive changes for how we want the world to be for our children and the future of our children.
100%. Aotearoa Tera, they're the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're the future generations that are going to be doing the best, I hope, for this country and worldwide as well, you know.
I you know, say there's something else that I've been saying for quite a while now. If anything positive has come out of this last 5 years, I do believe that is it. People are starting to wake up to how things used to be.
Yeah.
And waking up to how things should be.
Yes.
And not just bending down, taking the knee and doing as you're told.
100%.
Do what feels right.
Yeah. We're raising some pretty tough kids nowadays.
Yeah.
And I definitely think, like, I was raised by my grandmother, so there was no time to muck around.
Yeah.
There was only black and white. There were no grey shades.
Yeah.
But still, you know, even breaking those generational curses that she passed on to us you know, like, there was still violence in the home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But wipe that out.
Yeah.
Take the morals and the boundaries.
Yes.
I think I've got a pretty good setup for my tamariki. So.
Excellent. I love that for you. I so love that for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, so do you have a favorite piece of music you'd like to share with us today?
I definitely do. Yeah. I would like to share a song quite close to my heart. It helped me through teenagehood.
Okay.
And it's Portishead, Glory Box.
Oh, nice. Song.
It's a banger.
Let's bang.
Leaving to the other girls to play.
Oh, a slight confession to make you. Me and my music. I know so many songs. I love so many songs. But I'm singing along and I go, I've got no idea who sang this, and I got no idea what it was called. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome.
I just wanna be a woman.
Yes.
Absolutely stunning. I love that song. Don't I'll be singing that. That's gonna be at my earworm for the rest of the week
now. Oh, good.
Don't forget, it's going on my Spotify playlist. So anybody is loving the music from the show, just join in and find me on Spotify, Love Keris on Spotify, and you will be able to listen to all the music. So give it a follow or whatever you like. And yeah, anytime you go onto that playlist, and I'll keep adding the music on as we go along. Right. So let's dive a little bit deeper into you then, Erana. I'm learning Erana.
Erana.
Erana. Erana.
Beautiful.
My accent and your accent, they sound the same, but they're different. And it's like my words, I can read them out because I can read Maori and I can read Welsh. So it should sound the same, but I'm never quite sure if I'm getting it right.
You're getting it right, Erana.
Excellent, Erana.
Fantastic. I love it.
So I'd like to know a little bit more. Where did it all begin for you?
Where did it all begin for me? Well, kai honohono and kai mirimiri began for me when I moved down to Otiputi, Dunedin.
Okay.
Yeah, packed up all my things, packed up my baby, and off we went on a little adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, down to Otiputi. And down there, it's where the self-healing journey started for myself.
Yeah.
It's where I first properly started tapping into my spirituality a lot more. And in doing so, that definitely helped me so much in figuring out who I am,
yeah,
what I like doing, what I don't tolerate, and boundaries, you know?
Yes. Isn't it funny how you got to become clear on what you're not going to tolerate before you know what you will?
What you will, yeah, definitely. And the beautiful thing down there was I met some amazing people, like still in contact with these people as well. My kaiako is one of those people.
Yes.
So he's the man that I learnt hono hono from.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was passed down from one of his great ancestors, Tohunga Rewai Pakero. And he was born just before the Tohunga suppression, okay. I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
1806, yeah. I'm pretty sure he was born. And he died in 1830, I'm pretty sure, 1829, 1830. And so this Tohunga practiced honohono. He was an artist. He did a lot of the kōwhaiwhai patterns that you see in Māori art nowadays.
Yeah.
And he found a way to influence European art into Māori art and give it a specific name.
Nice.
Yeah, fantastic man. Beautiful man. And so a few generations later, my kaiako was born, and his great-grandmother used to kind of, she had already passed at this stage, but she used to stalk him a little bit and kind of give him these techniques of what she had learned from her great-grandfather kind of thing. So he grew up already seeing and hearing.
Yeah.
Thankfully it didn't freak him out.
Yeah.
And then you know, as we do, he kind of turned a little bit, went into the nightclub scene, brought nightclubs, got all involved in that kind of stuff. And then it was jail that sorted him out, and his grandmother would not leave him alone after that. You need to change. Something needs to change.
Yeah.
So when he got out of jail, he sold everything he owned,
brought
him a massage table. Went from the top of New Zealand all the way to the bottom of New Zealand, just him and a massage table and a bag of clothes.
Wow.
Offering
hono
hono and mirimiri and rumirumi.
Nice.
For a meal, for somewhere to sleep that night.
Yeah.
whatever it was definitely a koha kind of scenario yeah. going on for him. And then he found himself all the way down in Stewart Island.
Yeah.
Found a cave and then lived there for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the middle of winter.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so after that, he moved up to Queenstown, I believe, started healing Aotearoa,
yeah.
and then started teaching other people. And the most beautiful part is people travel all from around the world to come to New Zealand, go down to the South Island and go and practice yeah. and learn with this man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I met Dion when I ended up on his table, yeah. actually. I had no idea what was going on with myself. I thought I was going to the mental ward, honestly. That's where I was kind of at in my journey. Uh-huh. Got on his table, did the things, and he said to me, I'm holding Wānangatahi in Otepoti soon. I think you should come along to it. Okay, sure.
Yep.
So yeah, paid for this course, turned up, and came to figure out that what he was teaching, somewhere in my soul and my body, it already knew it.
Yeah, it's amazing, eh?
Yeah, it already knew it. Throughout my whole entire life, going to family gatherings, family reunions and stuff, always just on my cousin's or my auntie's shoulders yeah. and being asked, how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know to touch there? I don't.
I'm just doing what my hand's telling me to do.
Yeah, my hands are the leaders here and yeah. that's what I'm doing. And so now I'm 5 years on
mm-hmm.
in this journey. Don't get me wrong, it's been very like up yes. and down in the downs. I know that I have to sort some of my own crap out yep. in between there. But the highs are amazing.
Yeah.
The highs are amazing. You know, when
it's
you get that.
It's all about vibration. You know, that's yeah. it as well, isn't it? It's
what
how your energy is feeling about something.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to attract, whether it's good or bad.
100%.
Whether it's high or low.
Yeah.
The exactly. vibe attracts your tribe.
Definitely. But I think the lows are just as valuable
yeah.
as the highs as well. You yeah. know, we have to come down into those death moments
yeah.
and really, really sit in them. We can't just kind of ignore them,
no.
which I was so good at doing throughout my life. I'm just going to sit here because it's comfy and it's all that I know.
And it's easy.
Yeah, and now I don't want to get back up.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. It's nice and easy yeah. down there.
Rocking the board can be quite uncomfortable at times. Eh?
And scary, fearful.
Yeah, especially when you're afraid of the water.
Yeah. Shit scared of the water. I know how to swim. I grew up with Olympic swimmers in my family, but nah, no thank you. In the middle of the ocean, you won't find me there.
Yes.
Not a fan.
It's not exactly the water that scares me. It's what lives in the water. Now exactly. That I got a problem with.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I don't know though. Tawhiri Matia can also be quite disastrous when it comes to water as well, creating yeah. all those big, huge waves. No
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
No thanks. No thanks. Nah, not for me.
I'll stay in my boat. I'm learning to row.
Wow. Then there's that, but I got a husband, so he can do that.
This is true.
You row the boat. Yeah. You do it. So funny. But yeah, so that's how I got here today. Practicing what I do.
Yeah.
I feel very honored to be able to put a name to it
yeah.
and be able to practice
yeah.
this art as well. And the most rewarding thing, honestly, is that last hug from yeah. your client.
Yeah.
When they hop off that table and they come back out into reality and you can just see in their faces
oh my God,
how much
yeah.
lighter
yeah.
they're feeling. That yeah. right there, that's why I do what I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm all about 100%.
Helping.
Yeah, but I'm only, and this is another boundary, I guess, I'm only about helping those who actually want to help themselves.
Yes, this is that is 100%. I mean, a lot of people just walk the walk and not talk the talk.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's you can't do that.
No, it's not really how it works. And no. this is also how I know that my clients have been doing the mahi that I send them away with as well, because I don't see them for a few months.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the ones that are
returning. I mean, it's great to have in returning regulars.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, if you want to pay me this money to lay on my bed and I'll do it all over again.
Fine. Yeah. However, how do you feel?
That's the one sentence I say to each of my clients. This isn't about what I can do for you.
Mm-mm.
It's what you can do for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's where the word healer can get a little bit confused as well. Because I tell people I'm not actually a healer. That's not what I am. I'm not a healer. I'm not here to heal you. I'm here to help you.
Yes.
And guide you. And give you tools. Give you some tools that I think are really going to be valuable for the change that you're looking for. Just helping.
And that just goes to show, for me, that's the authenticity of the person that you do choose to help participate with your healing.
Definitely. You know,
because anybody can say, oh yeah, just come back next week, we'll do it all over again.
That's not helping. That's kind of just putting a band-aid top of the scraped knee.
Pretty much.
And then they come back the next week and you're ripping it off.
Yes.
Just to put a brand new one on top of
it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm not for that life. And this is why I said earlier, you know, like midi can be a bit more brutal.
Yeah.
Wait till you get rumirumi. Wait till you get rumirumi. That's like screaming kind of ancestral.
Oh my God. Yeah, so you suggest ancestral. Talking about the boat and on the sea and stuff like that. You suggest starting dipping your toes in the water?
You're just at the shoreline. Maybe just stand on the sand for a while. Maybe don't touch the water yet.
Just start throwing the rocks in, see how far they can skim.
Exactly. It's exactly where it's at. And you know what? Maybe even just the grass at the top of the hill before you get to the sand. Maybe just stand on the bank.
Just be cautious.
Just be cautious. That's all. The even more beautiful thing about what I do is it's not to push. Honohono works with the person.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're ready to let go of or release, know, it's not about forcing that you need to get rid of that with my elbow in the back of your leg.
No. However much fun that is, it's not the right way to do
it. It's not. It's not. I know all about it, behind the knees and then the back of the legs, even the insides of the legs. Those are some touchy places. They're very sacred places you know, because behind the knees, it's connected to our bladder.
Yeah.
The inner thigh.
Yes.
It's a very sacred space, you know, totally that's heading straight up into the sacral. So, the touchy places. But, like I said, you know, honohono is about what the person is ready to release and what they're ready to reconnect with and let go of.
Yes.
Yeah. Honohono is patient.
Yes.
It's patient and it's beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah,
so I'm definitely thinking I've never experienced that type of healing myself personally, so I'm the kind of girl who likes to put my money where my mouth is, you know. I like to try things before I can speak about things so I think maybe I should one day.
No mai hara mai e hoa. My doors are open, especially this year.
Well, we should make a date.
Yeah,
we should do it.
Let's do it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Mm.
A very interesting conversation. Have we got a piece of music to finish that one off?
We do. So the next song that I would like to introduce the world to, if you haven't heard it already, is a song called Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it's by Mansions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go.
Did you know you're on fire? Did you know that you're beautiful? Did you know you got me fucked up? Did you know that you're gorgeous?
Alright, I can still remember how the weed smelled. Well, you were riding shotgun, no seatbelt of the SS. Just taking hits, sold that car and fucked up that relationship. I built up my walls, perhaps too tall. Got issues with trusting, but that's not all. Knots tied by fame and not easily undone. I fucked 200 women, said I love you to one. She used to speak like she was reading a scene and make love like she was a martyr. The only thing about flames that bright is they tend to make mine seem darker.
Did you know you're on fire? Did you know that you're beautiful? Did you know you got me fucked up? Did you know that you're gorgeous? Did you know that you're... Did you know that you're gorgeous? Did you know that you're... Did you know that you're gorgeous? Yeah, yeah. In and out of love, on and off of drugs. I ask you where you been and you give me shoulder shrugs. Pink polka dot top from Saint Laurent, I bought you but you never wore it. And I don't even send a text, I know you just ignore it. And I'm so high, could be the drugs, could be the moment. But either way, I can't keep my eyes off of you.
Did you know you're on fire? Did you know that you're beautiful? Did you know you got me fucked up? Did you know that you're gorgeous? Did you know that you?
Did you know? Did you know?
Did you know that you're gorgeous? Did you know that you? Did you know that you're gorgeous?
That's a new one on me. I've not heard that one before.
You're welcome.
I love it.
It's a good song. It's a great song.
So you're listening to Love Keris on Art FM, and I am chatting with Irana.
Hola.
So now is the time where I convinced my lovely guests to join me in a collective card pull.
Yay!
So we're just going to pull a few cards for whoever's listening right now, and a bit of good new year news, good new year vibes.
Yeah.
And let's just see what you need to know about what's going on in your world today. So I'm using my deck of cards, Peace of Mind and Intuitive Healing Process. And this deck of cards is like a little chat with your inner being. If you could talk to your soul, what would your soul need you to know right now? And there's one that's just fallen out here. Any more coming to go with that one? Oh, look. Yes, one,
two,
three. There you go.
Ooh.
We'll go for those two. Okay, so here we are. We've got four cards that have come out, and my reading for you for this particular moment in time: home sweet home and missing you. So this card is trying to represent, it's home is where the heart is. It doesn't necessarily have to be the place that you were born or the place that you grew up. It's the place that makes you feel the safest, the place that makes you feel seen, heard, and understood, loved. And this is what this card represents. Right now, you are searching for a place that you call home, that makes you feel safe, makes you feel wanted. And the card that came out of it, missing you, that is asking you to understand that it's missing the part of you that makes home feel alive. It's not necessarily a place, or it's not a physical place, but it's a feeling. This missing the part of you that makes home come alive. Understanding that this could be going back to understanding how important it is to bring your inner child into the game. Ask your inner child to come and play. Remind yourself who you used to be. Remind yourself how you used to be and what used to bring you joy. And if you could start doing those little things again, you know, it might be as obvious as pulling out a jump rope. Start skipping, you know?
Hopscotch.
Tennis,
yeah,
basketball, yeah, whatever it is, go and have a play at something, burn off some energy. Or it might be an artistic, you know. For me, I used to spend hours and hours in my bedroom with my sketchbook and a pencil. That was home to me. That's the one place I used to go to feel safe. So wherever it is and whatever it is, be a kid again.
Yeah.
And if somebody says, oh, my God, you're so childish, say, I know.
You're welcome. We all know they laughed.
Absolutely. And then the other cards that jumped up with this was the contract and connection. And this card is representing, this is the tower before it fell. Okay, this is the place in your world where everything is strong and everything is solid and everything is just as it really, really needs to be. The happy, happy, joy feeling, okay? But in order to keep that feeling, keep that connection, you have to have a communication. Nothing will ever work if you don't communicate. That connection is built on communication. That connection is built on loving hearts, on like minds. So even if this contract is no longer working for you, if it comes to a point in your life or in the energy around the situation, if this contract needs to come to an end, that's okay. As long as you communicate, talk to each other, talk to the other person, talk to the other situation. And if you can't talk to them, go above their heads and talk to their inner being. Talk to their guides. As long as you talk, keep that communication going, and there will always be a connection, something that you can hold on to. Salvage is the word I was looking for. If there's communication, there's always something to salvage.
That's beautiful, huh? I feel like I just learned something there.
Yeah.
Definitely. Communication is key, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Without communication, you've got nothing.
Nothing.
And even if you're scared that you don't like the words they're going to hear, well.
Sounds like a them problem.
It is very much a them problem.
Yeah. It's crazy. That was a really cool pull. That was a great pull. I like all of that. So I am using the Lumerian Star Child Oracle. And the first card that I pulled out, which I kind of Googled it a little bit, was healing. The second was cosmic self. Oh, yummy.
Yeah.
The third was Arcturians. And of course, the fourth card was Depths of Love. Oh, so beautiful.
Yes.
So I like to look at my cards as kind of a bridge.
Yes.
And so to start with, obviously, we've got healing. As the card says, gentleness of love, realignment, transformation. Now, we have come into the year of the horse, which is definitely rounded around whānau, business, whatever you're willing to gallop at and towards, this is the year to do this. And I think self-healing is probably going to be a big one this year, especially being in the year one.
New beginnings,
yeah, you
start
know.
Start on the best foot.
Definitely. Coming out of that year nine and letting that snake slither away now.
Yeah.
Horses can stomp on snakes,
yeah,
you know, they can kill snakes. So now is the time for that death and rebirth, I think, reconnecting back to self, which is funny. I love that. Which one? The contract came out for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this card has a lot to do with the contract as well, connecting back to self, true self, you know, that honohono, coming back and reconnecting to self.
Yeah.
Cosmic self, so you are a cosmic being. Stay confident in your truth. So I like to think in the, I like to think in this card, stay confident in your truth. So this is, again, communication, right? Connection.
Yeah.
No take backs on words.
Nah.
You know, whatever comes out, that is your whole truth.
Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Mean what you say, yeah. I am definitely a person that does that without even meaning to do that.
Yeah. It's not me, it's Frank.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Thank you. Go and talk to my nanny as well, please, because she likes to, she raised me like that as well. Just say what you got to say. Yeah. And like you said just before, if the person doesn't like it, well, I guess it's not meant for you.
Exactly.
Walk away from that situation. Arcturians, pure white light, DNA healing, sacred geometry. Now, I don't know too much on sacred geometry at all. Geometry, I am very fascinated by.
Yeah.
We have geometry all through nature, right? When I think about pure white light, I think of the crown chakra.
Yes.
And it's quite an important chakra, really. You're either walking around like a headless chicken because it's not in alignment, or you're walking around and you've got all the answers that you could ever possibly need, and you're guided perfectly from above. Thank you, Eeyore.
Yeah.
DNA healing, I come up with generational trauma.
Yes.
And again, we come back to this healing healing card. We come into the year of the horse again, galloping through that change with generational traumas, generational healing, not continuing patterns this year that we have every other year in our lives, recognizing those patterns and finally doing something about it, you know, in the year one. This is new beginnings, this is rebirth, so this is the perfect time for this to be drawn out, I think.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And depths of love. So this one says, let go of fear to jump into love. Let go beyond attachments. So like I said, how I read my cards, it's a bit of a bridge. Because Depths of Love was the last card that I drew out, if we put the card order a little bit like this, if we can't do the depths of love for ourselves and for others, if we can't let go of the fears, you know, we slip that card away and the rest of these cards, they bust.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is kind of our start.
It is.
The depths of love. Yeah. Energetically, love is one of the highest frequencies alongside anger, which is funny because they are both, you know, the complete polar opposites of each other.
That is such a close on-off, eh?
Yeah,
on-off. It's either love or hate, if it's passion or it's...
desire or if there's anger, if there's fear.
Yes.
If there's fear, which it says here, let go of fear to jump at love.
Yeah.
So if you can't keep that up, you're not going to be able to build the bridge towards that self-healing that you need by the end of this year. I guess you may be sitting on the couch going, oh, I didn't do that, and I didn't let go of the fear. Let go of it. You'll have so much freedom. And it comes back to this as well, the contract. Making a contract with yourself. What am I going to do to better myself? How am I going to break these generational curses? Love. With love.
That's all you can do. All you need is love.
Pure love. Pure self-love as well. It's so important.
I think self-love is more important, because without that self-love, you're going to be open to anything. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Here.
Open your heart to anything.
Here's a bag of coal, said Santa. Oh, thank you, Santa.
So much, Santa. Thank you, Hana Koko.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate yourself, appreciate and love everything.
And that's exactly it. It's also remembering to show that gratitude to self. You know, I wake up every day and one of the first things I do is I look over at my husband lying next to me and I say, thank you. Thank you, Eeyore. I put my feet on the floor. Yes, I still got legs to walk on today. Thank you. Big breath in, still got air in my lungs. It's a good day today. Cool. Beautiful. Yeah. I draw my curtains open and my backyard is huge. It's filled with so many native birds because I live quite close to Rotokare as well.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I do. So I get a lot of native birds in my backyard, and because we have quite a few natives in the backyard as well, you know, that's another thing that I'm grateful for, just that sound of the birds. I learned an interesting fact.
Did you?
I did. So birds, speaking of birds, all I hear is love songs when I think about birds. The reason birds wake up first as soon as the light hits is to wake the trees up.
Oh, I love that.
It's to wake the trees up. And in doing so, it then wakes the bees up to come and pollinate the tree. So the birds can live in them.
Oh,
isn't right?
That is beautiful. I
thought it was amazing.
That.
I thought it was absolutely amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I think that was a pretty cool.
I think that was awesome. Yeah. Absolutely awesome. And we'll have a little bit of a song break now. Have you got anything in mind?
I definitely do. This song is very, very close to my heart.
Yeah.
It's definitely a mushy song between myself and my husband.
Go on.
It is called True Love by Troy Kingi.
Find yourself a love. Find you a love that makes you warm inside, that you can't hide from, someone to share with you their deep, dark secrets. Sitting alone, when is your lover gonna come to you? When she does, you will know, you will know.
True, true love.
Putting a ring on your finger is the only way to get my
way with you.
I'm not a romantic, but I know how to get your heart racing.
True, true love.
Stick around tonight. Let our bones entwine.
True, true.
First come, first serve, for good time's sake, let's get it on. Find yourself a love to hug, kiss, and caress. Someone to die for without a second thought. It's gonna take a while, but don't you take too long. It's gonna be over before you know. Kiss yourself goodnight. Ain't nobody else gonna hold you tight. What you waiting for? A slap on the face, boy, you're waiting too long. To get your knee down on the floor.
True, true love.
Putting a ring on your finger is the only way to get my
way with you.
I'm not a romantic, but I know how to get your heart racing.
True, true love.
Stick around tonight. Let our bones entwine.
True, true love.
Feels convinced, so for good time's sake, let's get it on.
yourself a love to hug, kiss and caress someone to die for without a second thought. It's gonna take a while, but don't you take too long. It's gonna be over before you know.
Oh, what a beautiful song. That was absolutely perfect to finish off the end.
True love, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely true love. And true love starts from within as well.
Yes, ma'am. Preach it.
You find yourself within and you'll find it without. You'll find it with everything and everybody you'll ever meet.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. We are what we attract, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yummy.
So we're coming to the end of the program now, and you've been listening to Love Keris on Art FM, and I really, really appreciate it. All the love and all the listeners and all the people who have come forward to give their voice. And Erana, I am so appreciated of your help today, and it's been lovely getting to know you. And it's just been so many giggles.
Definitely heaps of giggles. And yes, thank you as well for this opportunity. It's been great. I don't know what I was so nervous about. It's literally like sitting down on the table having a cup of tea with
an
old friend.
I know, right?
Just like that.
See, we've never met before. We've known each other for lifetimes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
So if anybody would like to work with you, what's the best way to find you?
So the easiest way to find me is on Instagram.
Yes.
Under Haraina Hawara.
Yeah.
Should I spell it?
I tell you what, I will. When for me personally, it's always good to get me on Facebook.
Okay.
Love Keris is my Facebook.
Oh, beautiful.
LoveKeris.com is my website.
Okay.
Find me, Love Keris, everybody Love Keris,
yes.
.com, Facebook, Instagram. I do have TikTok, and I've been planning on jumping back into that and doing a little bit more.
Yeah, do a cunny on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But for now, LoveKeris.com, or find me on Facebook is where I'm most active.
Okay.
I will be posting up about this.
Cool.
And we will, I'll put any links that I'll get all your links off you,
mm-hmm.
and we can make sure that my people can connect with your people.
Beautiful.
And we will find each other.
How cool. Yeah, because it is pretty tricky spelling. I didn't choose the easiest business name.
You can spell it out if you want to.
Okay, yeah. So it is Hiraina Haura, Haura. I just got myself there. Yeah, it's my middle name, actually. It's
perfect.
My middle name, yeah.
So we will connect. We will definitely be in a space and a place to connect everybody up together.
Cool. Yeah.
And thank you so much for your music selection. Like I said, all this music will be going on to my Spotify playlist, Love Keris. So if the listeners would like to join in and download that, and they can have a little bit of Love Keris wherever they go.
I think I'm going to have to go and have a look on my Spotify and a bit of a stalk on
see
what music's been on there already.
Oh, there's been some interesting, yeah, there's so many stories. That's what I love about it, is the stories that are attached.
Mm.
It's not so much the music, it's the music, but the stories are not just it's not just your stories.
No.
It's I hear a song and I'm automatically magicked back time and space to place to
right.
When I hear that song.
Yeah. It's I'm like, exactly the same. And I know that I'm not the only person who's listened to these songs as well. So sparking those memories from
absolutely.
Those songs as well. Yeah.
That's what makes music so special.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love it. Wow.
So we are going to love you and leave you now. And I hope you all have an amazing day. Love you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ka kite koutou.
And we shall see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.